I'm Ryan.
I'm Cody.
I'm Austin.
And I'm Sam.
And we're the Idiot Savants. And you're listening to Crazy Train of Thought on the BS Podcast Network.
I was like, oh yeah, let me just go bury this fetus. A potato will play that game.
Ticking time bomb.
You know, I remember thinking, man, Bitcoin is stupid. He just looks not good.
Ah! Dead.
Check a look.
We still have sandals on.
I usually have shoes on because I have ugly feet.
I can see your feet.
I can see your feet.
And we can all see your ugly feet.
Pay attention to your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like wearing a thong on your feet.
No, okay. It's not.
That's
like
what
that
it's
at
meant.
All.
Like you're trying to make them sexy, but yeah. It's not working. Mm-hmm.
The fuck it ain't.
You know what would be really cool? Socks and sandals.
You can get some of those multicolored toe socks.
The longest episode is the last one. It's 39 minutes.
That's not that bad. How many episodes?
10.
Oh, that's a lot.
I think I could probably swing that. I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks, so I have not been listening to my regular podcasts on account of doing a podcast.
I can't hear you. You're not talking into the mic because headphones.
Wolverine podcast that I listen to. It's really cool.
The number one podcast in Indiana right here.
Not that's true. Us.
Yep.
It is true if you say it enough times.
Never worked
giant,
one time.
Number giant one Beast Cast agrees.
Home.
Huh?
Giant Beast Cast agrees.
Yep.
They're the greatest podcast in the universe.
Yeah.
Close to the mic.
Okay, I got it.
There you go.
There,
that was good.
Spot
good.
On.
That was perfect.
Yep.
I can't tell because now I have my ear actually listening, so I can't tell if it's coming.
That looks like a well,
I don't know. It's not comfortable.
This is a situation. Fix it.
Yeah.
Everybody has glasses here but Ryan. I just want to make that known.
Yes, I'm the only one of you that can
who's
see.
Who's vain enough for context.
Ooh.
That was the actual end of that sentence.
Motherfucker. All right, we ready to start?
Sure.
I guess.
Didn't we already start like 10 minutes ago?
One more stupid story.
Go ahead.
I had to pick my sister up for something once, and she was like, oh, do I have time to put in contacts? And I was like, I can wait for you. And then she was like, no, I don't need to. I have glasses. I'm just vain. I was like, at least you can admit it. It was...
I have glasses.
We know. I've seen the pictures.
I think they look nice with the Frankenstein screw.
Thank you,
out.
Sweetie.
Oh, I think I've seen those too.
Yep.
Yeah, you've seen them.
Everyone usually acknowledges it.
Like, oh, Ryan, you have glasses. There's a screw coming out. Like, no, that's just how it is.
It's not.
I didn't have a screw that was the correct size, so I jammed this one in there, and now this is how it is.
It didn't come like that, though. It's not the new thing.
No, the arm fell off, and I had to fix it.
I mean, if enough people do it, it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that why Nelly had the Band-Aid?
Yeah.
He just hurt himself, and then everybody did it.
I don't know that he did.
I don't know either.
Also, I've not
when
seen many
Nelly,
people walking around with a Band-Aid.
I thought it was like Nelly Furtado. I was like...
Welcome, everybody, to Crazy Train of Thought, brought to you by the Idiot Savants. I am your host, Ryan Wolf. Thank you so much for joining us today. With me this evening, I have...
Troy.
And Michelle.
Julia.
Rachel.
All right. We got a full motherfucking crew here, and we got a couple of newbies, and by a couple, I mean Julia. How are you doing, Julia?
Great.
Awesome. Amazing. What's up, Troy?
Not much.
Good to have you back on the podcast, man. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
How are your dead beavers?
Still
they're,
dead.
They're definitely
unfortunately,
still dead.
Have yeah.
I think they're probably stretched and dried and
you think they have become furs now?
Furs, yes.
Okay.
I'm sure the old man was quite busy on
he
that
added
for a
him
while.
To his quilt.
His no, it's a comforter.
Well, whatever. His beaver comforter.
Beaver comforter.
I got one of those this morning.
Oh,
so it's dirty.
And Masail, good to have you back, buddy. How you doing?
Thanks. Great.
All right. Rachel, how are you?
Good.
What'd you do today?
I did all the things that you did.
That's true. Actually, everybody here except Julia did all the things that I did.
Yeah.
Fucking slacker.
Yeah.
When
she worked, so she gets a pass.
Yeah. We had to move some stuff this morning. Missed the rain. That was good. So, Troy, you've been playing Paladin's Mobile Strike?
Paladin's Strike. Okay. Basically Paladin's Mobile, yeah.
How's that?
It's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's very more accessible when you're not at your Xbox or your PC.
So right.
It comes in handy.
How does it run on your phone?
Really well, but I have the...
Do you still have a shitty phone?
I don't.
You have a good phone now?
I have a good phone.
What phone do you have?
Thank you, insurance. Phone insurance. Get that.
Got
it's
it.
Good stuff.
Don't have it.
It's the 8 Active.
Okay.
S8 Active.
Samsung? Is that the one where the battery explodes?
No.
No.
Okay.
That was a Note. I think that was a Note 7.
I thought that was a... Oh, never mind. Everyone's not.
I knew it was a Samsung. I didn't know which one exploded.
I think it was the 7, but it might have been the 8.
So is Paladin Strike, do you still have all the abilities and everything?
Yeah.
And what do you use to control it with?
It's dual stick, like from above. You're above your character.
Do you have...
It looks like a MOBA. Do you know what a MOBA is? It looks like a
MOBA. But where do they supply you with the buttons? Is it touch screen? And then you just touch the screen and there's
there's the left stick is just running around. The right stick is where you want to aim.
Can you see the sticks on the screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And you can see where you're aiming at also, so you don't have to, if you don't have hand-eye coordination type of stuff, I don't know. Then there's also buttons for your abilities. Like, I play Makoa a lot, and he has the ability to throw his anchor at people and pull them in. That's a button, and then you aim that and do that, or there's the shield.
Right.
And that's a different button. They're all lined up by your...
At the bottom?
They're right by your aim stick.
Okay.
So they're like around the edge of it.
So
it seems pretty convenient.
So Makoa would regularly have the anchor drag. He would have the cannonball. He would have the turtle shield.
Yep.
And then he would have the spin forward and hit somebody ability. And then his... ultimate is he swings a axe thing.
It's just his anchor, I think.
He well, whatever. His anchor. Yeah. And then that's his ultimate. Are those the abilities that
he has? The ultimate he has is the same ultimate, but I don't think that there's no spin shield thing.
So they maybe have
reduced.
Does
everybody have 5 abilities?
3.
Okay, so they reduced it then.
Yeah.
Right? No, because you might have 3 abilities, but you have your 2 main.
Well, you have your shooting, your main attack.
Right.
And then you have 3. Well, two specials, and then your ultimate.
Okay, so they're all there then. All the abilities should be there.
Yeah, but if you can't do your spin charge, then...
You shouldn't have a spin charge if you have left and right trigger, which is your main attack, your off attack.
No, there's no main attack, off attack. There's only main attack. Main attack.
Then what are your... So you have main attack, no off attack, and then 2 specials?
Yeah. And those are like, they have recharge rates on them.
Right, cooldowns.
Yeah, cooldown. Where you can use the shield, but then it has a cooldown.
Yep.
But all you have is the shooting the cannonball.
So they must have cut down on people's abilities by 1.
Yeah, it seems like.
Kind of sucks.
It's been like natural the way I played it, but I've only played Paladins on the Xbox a handful of times. So.
Right.
Because Ryan's never on when I'm on, so there's no point in me playing it because I don't want to play alone.
You should get it on the PC.
I need a PC that'll play it.
A potato will play that game.
A microwave, I think, will play it, too, if you have a microwave.
I have one of those. So you think my laptop would play it?
Yeah. It, like, bottom line specs. You could have probably an integrated graphics card and be okay. So,
which
yeah.
I did on my old desktop. Mm-hmm. You want my old desktop?
Sure.
Got any money?
No.
Okay.
I'm having a kid.
Oh.
And I already have one.
Okay, I have a question about your newborn kid that's not yet born.
Yeah.
The thing that's cooking in her oven.
Yeah.
Does it have a name yet?
Yes, but we're not telling anybody the name.
Oh, okay. So you don't want to put it on the podcast?
No.
I mean, I don't think any of these people are going to tell.
Probably not, but
email in to see if you like Troy's baby name. It is Grasshopper. He told me before this, I didn't want to say anything.
Damn you.
I've revealed it now.
Damn you.
Let me know if you like, and it's a girl, so I think that's a pretty good name for a girl. Grasshopper.
You can call her Grass for short.
Yeah. Hop. I like Hop. Nothing. You know, Hopper from Stranger Things. All right, Masail, have you played Paladins yet?
Nope.
It has officially launched, and it is launched on console and PC simultaneously. And Rachel and I have been playing quite a bit of Paladins. Mainly, I've been playing on PC because on Sunday, I got 5 stitches in my left hand, and 4 of them are in my left thumb. So I was not able to play very many video games this week. Normally, I get some game time in with my Xbox, but it's mostly been watching Roseanne and Ancient Aliens. So
is this horrible. The new Roseanne or the old?
The old Roseanne, as well as the first season of Ancient Aliens. So I'm just living throwbacks in the past, in the 90s. Guys.
It's good though. There's no Trump.
Yeah, maybe I'll avoid the new Roseanne because of Trump.
It's not actually pro-Trump.
Is it not?
No.
You haven't seen it. You don't know.
I don't need to know. I know Roseanne as a human.
You don't know her personally. You know her does. On the...
Do you know that?
Yeah, I've met her.
No, you have not. I mean, you grew up with her, but also you haven't met her.
Yeah, she's my mom. That's the same woman. Only mine's a little more aggressive. Anyway, Paladins, you should play it on the PC.
On the Xbox or on the PlayStation, I think.
You can play it on your
phone,
too.
He doesn't have an Xbox.
Or your phone. He has a PlayStation.
Yeah, but we can't play with him on the PlayStation.
He doesn't have a PC.
Sure don't.
You don't have a potato?
Nope.
You have that Bitcoin mining machine that might play it? Like, I don't know, if you hook a screen up to those 6 graphics cards, maybe that'll do something. Right. I don't know how that machine works, and it doesn't look like a PC, so I'm not sure.
I mean, it's basically a PC, but you're not really supposed to run it on there. It's just for doing its job.
And its job is what?
Mining.
How does it...
Cryptocurrency.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. I want to know how it works.
Okay, so...
Does it just sit there on Minecraft all day, or...
No.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
I just got to bash a button on the space bar. And the more the more I make. So, from what I understand, because my dad's really, really into this, and he's made money without putting anything in.
I don't make very much money, so please tell me more.
Yes.
I mean, you're not going to make any, because the graphic cards are... super expensive right now.
Right.
Like thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But he used to run a computer shop, so he had plenty of them. Cryptocurrency people basically got tired of big banks and controlling the money in the world. So they were like, hey, let's make our own currency and whatever. So basically what a mining machine does.
Like Shroot Bucks.
Yeah.
Exactly like Shroot Bucks and Stanley Nichols. To do all these calculations requires a lot of processing power.
Mm-hmm.
What our the mining machine does is it does those it runs those programs for other people making transactions, and
so wait, your machine is being used by other people.
It's basically
like your processing power?
A really fast calculator, basically.
Okay,
so like when I had a PS3 and my cousin had one, and we always started the thing where you donate your PlayStation's processor to cancer research.
That's kind of like that, except not as good for humanity. But that's basically...
Like it was running... Supposedly, that's basically what it does. I don't... You know, it could have just been... They were using it as cryptocurrency and just weren't paying us. I don't know.
Maybe. But it takes... a ridiculous amount of processing power to run those calculations. So even myself, I'm not doing it by myself. Get into groups of people who hook up their computers together through the internet and whatever, and they run the operations and they divide the work up between them. So as you're doing that, you kind of get like a share of the transaction. So if a transaction's like, I don't know, like $1,000, you get like $1 between everybody that's using it. The more graphics cards you have doing the work, the more of that dollar you get, you know?
Okay.
So basically that's what I'm doing. I'm just taking little bits of money that's been processed from here and I get to keep it.
But you might have like thousands of transactions a day.
There are ridiculous amounts of transactions. Like,
so you're making maybe 2 or 3 cents on each transaction, or even a quarter of a cent or whatever.
Yeah, it's not very much, but it's throughout the day, every day.
So how much do you pay Comcast?
I don't pay Comcast anything. Like, I have internet through my apartment, so hopefully it doesn't go through all the data, which it might. I don't know how much data it goes through, but I can't imagine it's
calculations. Right. Yeah. Doesn't seem like.
But the nice thing is that you don't really invest any real money into it. Not like trading where you have to convert US dollars into Bitcoin. You basically just put the parts in there and it runs it for you and you make the money. And if the price goes up and down, you can, you know, sell your cryptocurrency for money.
But you don't have any cryptocurrency, right? Yeah, or you do have.
That's what I'm mining. Like, I get bits of the cryptocurrency. Like,
okay,
I get a very small percentage of it.
You don't get like actual dollars. You are being paid in cryptocurrency for the use of your.
Yeah. So okay. If I'm mining Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever, I get a little bit of what I'm mining. So if I'm mining Bitcoin, I get a little bit of Bitcoin. If I'm mining Ethereum, I get a little bit of that. And the nice thing is, well, kind of the double-edged sword, it goes up and down in price. So if I make like, I don't know, like a Bitcoin, which is a ridiculous amount of money right now, but if I make that and the price goes up, mine will go up. So it's not like the set amount of money.
So say you do enough, your PC or whatever we're calling this, your setup does enough transactions for you to make a Bitcoin. And say Bitcoins are worth $5,000 a piece right now. How do you make your Bitcoin into cash?
Well, there's a bunch of different ways. You can either...
You gotta buy cocaine, like the right amount of cocaine into Bitcoin, right? What's the cocaine to Bitcoin ratio?
What is it? Six.
I don't know. But you can go on this website where you can basically like match up with people. You can be like, hey, I have this much Bitcoin. This is how much I want to sell it for. And of course, everybody can look up the current price for Bitcoin. So, you know, you can sell it for a little bit cheaper than it is so that they make a little bit of money, but you get your money right away.
Okay.
And then depending on how you do that, you guys decide, hey, I'm going to, because you can send the money really easily. You can get stuff put into your like digital wallet really easily. It is a pain to get into it. My dad actually set this up for me. My wallet password is probably 50 something characters long.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. Like on paper written down, it's probably that long. Like, which is like, what, like
about
a 12
inches.
Yeah. It's a very long, very complicated password. So,
as it should
just be. So you don't get your shit hacked or.
Right.
Yeah.
And that way, but the thing is, if I lose a password, there's no way to get it. So that password is like holy right now.
How you want to share your password?
How many?
I don't have the time. Will you read?
I can't read it out in 2 hours of podcasting.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
How many Bitcoins do you have, or do you have zero Bitcoins?
I hadn't had it for very long, and I haven't checked in a little bit.
Okay.
But Bitcoins are so expensive, and you get so little percentage of it that I probably would have probably like 0.0000001.
Okay.
You know, but even that's some decent amount of money, but it just depends on what you're
mining.
When
the bottom falls out on this situation, can I buy one or two of your graphics cards from you?
I mean, they're not really mine to give, so sure.
You sure,
dude,
can.
I have zero money invested in this. It's all my dad's stuff, you know, so if it goes out, I still come out on top. No matter if Bitcoin comes to like 10 cents a piece,
right?
But
yeah, you'll be all right.
You know, like the nice thing is you can also take your Bitcoin or whatever that you've been mining and trade with it, so you could be potentially making a lot of money. So if you're like into stocks and whatever,
so you could invest. You could invest your Bitcoin into other currencies, or is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Here? Okay.
So if one of them starts to go down, you can.
I'm absolutely sure Shroobucks is a thing.
If not, it should be, for sure.
After this,
I would buy some Shroobucks. Like, forget Bitcoin, forget Ethereum, forget all that shit. Shroobucks. Where's that?
You know, Atari has a cryptocurrency.
Yes, I heard that Atari started their own.
I think they have like three kinds too.
great. I Microsoft has made their Microsoft points into a cryptocurrency.
You know, I remember thinking, man, Bitcoin is stupid. And now I'm like, man, I wish I would have gotten in on the ground floor. Because you got all these people that invested like $10,000 when Bitcoins were like a dollar a coin. And now each individual coin is worth like $10,000, $15,000.
Is it a real coin? Like, is it a legit thing?
No, it's called cryptocurrency.
It's digital.
It's digital currency.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
I've seen a picture
of crystals and paladins.
I mean, that's like their logo. It's not a real... You can hold it. You know, it's not like a dollar.
I mean, I can make one.
Basically how my cash is right now, though. Like, I don't ever have cash, so I might as well have digital currency.
Yeah. Right? And this is where the thing is going. Like, who even carries cash around anymore? I can't remember the last time I had, like...
I have to for work because I buy pops. But other than that...
No, vending machines have swipers.
Not at a factory that runs machines from World War II.
Well, it's not my fault they haven't upgraded Troy.
We just got a new pop machine like a month ago.
And it doesn't have a swiper?
Dollars? No.
Jesus Christ. I'm
lucky it's a bottle and not a can.
No, you're not. Cans
are way
better.
You don't really want those to be in your building anyway, though. Why? The ones that take the credit card, because then your credit card information's on the wireless network.
Oh, ours is pretty secure, but yeah.
Yeah, by not
pretty
existing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all pretty secure until someone wants to get it.
So that's pretty cool.
They get super hot.
Yo, the graphics
when
cards?
They're running, it gets fucking hot in there.
Really?
Your
apartment's pretty small.
Not unbearable, but it is very warm.
It's unbearable.
No, like, I have the AC running probably like all the time.
Do you think that you are making more money than you? Okay.
I mean, we'll see in a little bit. And I'm like, since I didn't invest anything in it, I can just be like, hey, Dad, it's costing me way more electricity and keeping the AC going. Like, I can just stop whenever I want. I don't lose anything, you know. And I can sell you all those graphics cards.
Just tell your dad to bring it over to my house. I have fast internet, so.
I don't think he's struggling on the internet front.
No, it's like...
It's what it costs to keep it plugged in.
Okay, well, my wife leaves the window open until it gets about 60 degrees, and then we turn on the AC, so...
Yeah, but if the math doesn't work out for him, it probably won't work out for you either.
I don't care.
All right.
My house is already cold.
The
money. My house is already cold.
Oh, you just want to use it as a heater.
I'm going to put it under my side of the bed.
Face it up.
Oh, man.
Catch fire.
I mean, that's a pretty expensive heater.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, might not be. Heaters are fucking expensive, as we found out.
Yeah.
Turns out. Don't plug those in.
The electric heaters. We ran one over the winter to try and heat the garage up. And I think we paid $90 more on our electricity bill to heat the garage up.
And it didn't even work.
Yeah,
it didn't work. Don't let them lie to you.
It was okay. Like,
no more degrees.
Hey, no, it was more degrees. All right.
If you want, we could just... It's not that hard.
Yeah, that's what Anthony said, but also, like, I don't want to. I've never ran gas pipe. That's
not something you want to fuck
dangerous. Not run gas pipe. Just run another vent that goes to your garage.
Well, still I opened up my crawl space trap door.
There's no vents down there that are open, though. It doesn't heat that.
Oh, crawl space
stays warm. Does it? Yeah.
But is that really going to work for your garage? Because the thermostat is not going to be out there. So
the garage isn't, the garage is not insulated either. So that doesn't help that I was trying to heat a non-insulated space.
And also, it turns out if you open the door,
that big giant
door.
Yeah, the garage door.
Yeah. It happens to open sometimes.
Yeah, well, she has to pull her car in and out for whatever fucking reason. So,
I lived without a garage my whole life and never parked my car inside. You could do it too.
No, I didn't. We didn't buy this house for that.
We bought this house to fill the garage with bullshit,
exactly.
So I got to park outside.
Exactly.
I just wanted to be clear that by we, he means him. He filled the garage with bullshit.
It's his side of the garage, too,
and
right?
I didn't say shit when I had to park outside.
I need that stuff, okay?
You are turning into your dad.
Thank you. Yeah, you
this
need
is
the...
how it starts. It starts out innocently,
yeah,
and then just
I need all
freaking
the things.
Goes out of control.
By no, the way, that bench I almost that brought we loaded up Xbox 360 to you today, Ryan.
That bench that we loaded up on that truck, that is what you have in the garage.
That's not true. The it one is. I have is better. It's made of treated lumber.
And it's heavier.
And it's heavier.
Way heavier.
It is way heavier. It's not a big deal, you guys. Okay. I can park outside.
I mean, but you can move it when you move, right? You can take care of it yourself?
Yeah, I can move it alone. I'll just have to rent a Bobcat. Yeah.
So, I'll help.
Not alone.
No. I like stuff, too. It's
thank okay. you, Troy. Troy will help me
good,
move
Troy,
the fucking
good, Troy, because we're
going
to have to cut it in half and give it to you. It ain't going to fit nowhere else.
You can put it... Yeah, I don't have anywhere big enough at my house. We'd have to build like a shelter for it.
Build that a shelter for the wooden bench.
That can be done.
I could do that.
I should have bought the second half and put it on my fucking back porch.
We could just extend my shed and make it a workshop, right?
I'm in.
Then you would have a whole garage and we could just make my shed a workshop area.
We could grow drugs there.
That's what you want that for?
Well, I thought it was a saw.
No, if we build you a workshop, quote unquote, everybody's going to think it's a meth lab. Like, let's be honest.
Where I live, yeah. I think it's weird that the guy next door has a wire, that electrical cord that runs from his house across the road into his shed to heat it for his cat that lives outside.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't think that's what it's for. I think it's for making
his
meth.
Cat named Mary Jane.
I don't know that's what nice the cat's name is, though. My cats like that cat because they all go into that
see,
shed.
There's a real cat.
Okay, there's a real cats. Cat?
Yeah, there is. There's all right.
I like this fellow. I'm still in.
I'm with Julia. I'm still skeptical.
Yeah.
I'm in.
The cat is a cover-up, I'm sure, but my cats like it.
You mean the cat's just in the shed tending to the marijuana plants the whole time?
Put a little catnip in there to make it legit.
I thought we were talking about meth. Meth and marijuana are two different things.
Agreed.
I mean, do you grow meth in a...
You don't grow meth, you make meth.
Exactly.
Still need a shed, though.
Meth
still
is more likely shed. For the area, but you can't name a cat meth, so the Mary Jane thing, you gotta switch to marijuana.
You name the cat Crystal.
Oh.
Boom.
Got headshot. It.
Touché.
Nice. Well
yeah,
done.
Yeah, sit the fuck down, kid.
All right, Troy.
Yeah?
You've been playing some Pokemon Go.
Always.
Have you ever...
Is that
do you
still
ever
a thing?
Stop playing Pokemon Go?
No,
you're still wearing your Pokemon Go watch. Bless your heart.
I don't have it on right now.
You had it on earlier.
Yeah,
I saw
you right here.
When I wasn't playing, I had it on, but now that I could be playing, I don't have it. I forgot it at home when I washed my hands.
Oh,
because my hands smelled like pee when I got home.
Yeah,
we all smelled like pee.
Yeah,
not
I'm sorry.
Me.
No more than you usually do.
Oh,
solid burn.
Snap.
Solid burn. Now everybody thinks I smell like pee. Who else told
you
that?
I guess they'll just assume.
Everybody on the internet.
Yeah, the internet thinks. Yeah.
Even some people in other countries think Julius.
Thank you,
like pee.
Germany, for all of your listens and responses.
I don't think that's true.
I appreciate that. Slovakia. Love you guys. Appreciate the listens. But Pokemon Go, Troy, let's hear.
Okay, there's a new legendary.
Okay.
Now, it switched from Latios to Latias.
Of course.
So the red one is now the blue, or no, the blue one is now the red one.
I thought it was pink.
No, they're red. Okay. Red and blue. I mean, they do it monthly now where they just switch it out with a new one. We knew Latias and Latios were coming together. Half the world got Latios, half the world got Latias, and they switched them.
That was cool.
Can you trade Pokemon yet?
No. Are you sniffing your
microphone?
Can
you battle other trainers yet?
No.
What the fuck is this
game? But guess what? Guess what?
Yeah.
Okay.
GoFest, Chicago, again this year.
You,
2 days this
you
time.
Go?
You went last year?
I didn't get to go. I wanted to go.
When is it?
It was a minor error on my part. My wife asked for my credit card number. I sent her the number, the expiration date. Forgot the three digits on the back, so she didn't get in. Because we would have went.
Doesn't but she this have year, a credit card?
No. They're all in my wallet. But she
you
now...
You should take pictures of them and just post them on the internet so she can find
them. She now has my my bank card, my debit card, memorized. So that's how she buys lunch now. She has all, like... all the food, the restaurant apps like right. McDonald's and
Qdoba every day, hit the reorder
you
button.
You know that's right.
We don't have one of those.
We do.
Oh well, I don't work over here.
That's true.
If I don't eat at my grandma's, I eat it from Dollar General. So
living it up.
Yep. You know, there was a time when there wasn't a Dollar General.
That's true. And you had to stop at the Marathon and get beef jerky.
No, I went to the Union Market and got deli meat.
There you go. Oh, that's the spirit.
Though. Support those small local businesses.
That's right. Go, John, go.
Yeah, something like that.
So, where really is... quickly.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say about the Latios and Latias. The red Latias is female and the blue sounds Latios right. is male. So just like Spanish with the O yeah. being
right
for me. You're not actually looking at it on your phone right now. You just knew that.
No, I am definitely looking at it. Pokemon.
He knows the translation.
Yeah.
It's offhand.
But it just makes sense.
Yeah.
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 You know, I speak Spanish.
I have heard you speak Spanish before, but I thought it was pink. Like, I'm pretty sure in the game.
It is
very definitely red, really fucking red.
But I think in the game, like on my Game Boy Color, which is not exactly...
Colors were a little
it's
off.
It's like a little monochromatic kind of color. I'm pretty sure it came through as pink.
When is the Pokemon Go Fest?
It is in July, which, another thing...
That's hot.
That is when my babies due, so...
You ain't going.
She's like... Yeah, you're not going. It was after. Unless you after have the baby's been born.
Baby's first like, outing.
I thought about that, but... Yeah.
I'll talk about some overstimulation. That'll be miserable.
That's a Wait, lot what? Of people. It's in Lincoln Park in Chicago.
For the baby.
No, that is not what I heard.
Okay. Yeah.
For the
it's
baby.
In Chicago in Lincoln Park. It's a 2-day event. You can only go to one of the 2 days this year. Before it was 1 day, but you could all go. Now it's you have to pick which day you wanted to go to. Mm-hmm. And that's so they can, I think, get more people to come.
Right.
But also keep the days smaller so that the things that happened last year with the cellular connection issues doesn't happen again.
Okay, so Pokemon Go Fest. I can't believe this is a thing.
It is.
Still.
What do you do?
Well, you...
Because you can't play. Battle each other.
Right.
No,
and you can't trade Pokemon.
But the thing is... I guess you could trade phones. They have a way that they can track people that... Go like the event has a code that you scan on your game.
Okay.
And then once you do that, your stats are inputted for that day. So they keep track of everybody's stats, how many times you battle the gym, how many times you put Pokemon in the gym, how long they lasted, all the things you did in that day, and you get ranked.
Oh, okay.
So there is a way.
It's a tournament.
It's kind of a tournament in this, but if you don't want to do that and you don't really care, you can just go there and hang out with people too.
Mm.
Which do you want to do?
I just want to play Pokemon with a bunch. And they have, you know, things there that aren't everywhere else. Like, Unknown will be there again, like last year. They'll probably release a new Legendary like they did last year.
So how big is Go Fest? How many people are we talking?
Honestly, they didn't release 200? How many people they were. No, 200.
Is that a low number?
Very low.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot
the
of people.
The Trump rally had 10,000 people, give or take.
So sad. That is so fucking sad. I think Pokemon Go is more popular than Trump.
But can it all probably. Be centrally located in Chicago?
I mean, there's a lot of people,
and there's
in
a lot of people that are that travel. From,
yeah, you would have to.
I mean, you're gonna travel. That's 3-hour drive.
Yeah.
So it says right here that as many as 20,000 people.
20,000.
And that's 40,000 for 2 days.
Two Trump yeah. rallies.
Okay, yeah. How many Trump rallies can you fit at Pokemon Go Fest?
I don't know. There's no Google article for this.
The sales are encyclopedia knowledge.
Call me Encyclopedia Brown. Because I'm brown.
Right, because you're Mexican. Got it. Well Got done. It. Okay, Masail, you have been watching some of the Han Solo trailer, and I told you that we kind of mentioned it on the podcast, and I had a bit of a small argument with Sam about it, because
Sam argues about everything.
We argue about everything. But you loved it, right? You thought it was the greatest Star Wars thing you've ever seen?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm staring at you too, by the way.
Actually, no. It is. I don't think it's going to be good. I personally don't like the main actor.
Now, have you only seen him in this trailer, or did you see him in another movie? Because I've never seen that motherfucker.
I mean, I might have seen him in other stuff, but nothing comes to mind. But just, he is not what I would have pictured a young
Harrison Ford.
I agree with that completely. He looks nothing like Harrison Ford. The hair isn't right.
The mannerisms aren't right.
The voicing, like the speech pattern isn't right.
Yeah, pace.
Yeah, I mean, a case can be said for, hey, it's before he was a badass, but he just does not seem like a good fit. Like, that has nothing to do on his, you know, merit as an actor.
Right.
I just, you know, just like everything, there's actors who are great fits and other ones who are not, and I just don't think he is Han Solo.
One thing I'm worried about with that movie is, okay, so they fired the directors and they brought in Ron Howard to do a bunch of reshoots.
Mm-hmm.
And the directors were Lord and Miller, the same guys that did 21 Jump Street and 22 Jump Street in the Lego movie. But I have a feeling that those guys would have picked an actor that was more fitting to the type of movie that they want to make rather than somebody who could imitate Harrison Ford really well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if he's funny and quick-witted and the things that they look for, that type of comedy in their movies, then, like, maybe I'm still on board with that, even though he can't really do Harrison Ford.
Han's kind of like that, though. I mean, he's...
And I agree, but I guess maybe he's going to make his own brand of Han Solo rather than trying to imitate Harrison Ford. And that kind of sucks because I really like Harrison Ford and I really like Han Solo.
I've been looking up on Reddit and stuff, and it seems that the consensus is that they wished Harrison Ford would have done it and just de-age him.
Digitally
and just have him do it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I would pay to see that because I just want to see how bad it would look. But at
it's like the Superman mustache thing. That was terrible.
Yeah.
You know. I want somebody who's going to be good and who's going to do it justice. I don't want somebody who's just going to come in and, you know, okay, you want to put your own spin on things. That's fine and everything. But you have a character who's already has all, you know, so much work put into him that it's kind of. First of all, I think it was just a bad call to do a solo movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
you know. You're probably right. I mean, I understand that they want to tell that story and they needed something for Woody Harrelson to do, but
I mean they should have done it way earlier
they were going to. You mean
when Harrison Ford could have still passed for a younger man, because that way he could have done it himself, and you know, you got the same actor doing it, and I don't know, just,
but back then they didn't have Disney doing it, so they didn't have that Disney money,
which is when the films were good. So, at me, Disney. But no, it just creates so many plot holes and inconsistencies. That's why you can't...
Well, we don't know that yet, that it is going to create
prequels, sequels, the freaking...
Rogue One.
Don't even go... That one. Don't even go to Rogue One.
So...
I love Rogue One, okay?
I do too.
Okay. You will not get any...
That's fine.
Any love from me here.
That's fine.
Rogue One is great movie.
But it's a good movie.
He's He's channeling his inner Sam right now.
Yeah, he is.
No, here's the thing. It's a good movie. It's a bad, you know, I don't know, like, I don't know. It tells like a backstory. Like, it's a bad backstory because why wouldn't you have heard of all these characters before? You think, oh, they all died. Okay, can we say their names? Because they're important. Somebody, you know, you think they would be remembered and hailed as heroes instead of just being like, oh, they got the plans, but they all died, so who cares?
So fuck them.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, why haven't they been mentioned? It just creates inconsistencies. And
I think they talked about Ursos, but I don't think they talked about gin.
I don't
I mean just the one mention, the but movies, they don't really say anything about
the
them.
Movies may not, but
yeah,
the,
I think
the books might
do delve into this that stuff in the books, but like also
I mean,
who
but
read
who
the
reads
books.
The books?
Yeah,
but have you heard the tragedy of Darth Plagueis? But no, it's like saying like, oh, George Washington was just a guy who fought in the war. He was just a president. You know, it's like.
I'll tell you more after I get back from DC. So far,
I gotta
right.
learn this shit yeah. over again.
I mean,
it's been a decade.
Yeah, it's just like
this
you know,
year.
Somebody who's a great heroes who did things and sacrificed their lives, and it's just like just a passing, you know, mention. It's like,
but how
it's not even doesn't do them justice.
So you respect it as a movie. You don't like it in the Star Wars continuum. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a good movie. I enjoyed watching it. I enjoyed the special effects. I enjoyed the acting. I did not enjoy the tie-ins.
Okay.
They were not good.
So you still did like the little Jedi guy that was blind, right?
Oh, that was a cool guy. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked that guy a lot. And Forrest Whitaker's character was also pretty good.
I wish he was in it more.
I really liked the robot. I can't remember its name.
K2SO.
Yeah, but yeah. That robot was sassy AF and it was great.
I'm pretty much with Masao. I think the guy is probably going to try and put his own personal spin on Han Solo. And, like, I think that's okay for Lando because he's not a massive character.
I hate Donald Glover. It's
I love
well
Donald
stated
Glover,
on the podcast.
So...
I hate Donald Glover, so I am not excited about Lando in
but
the least.
He plays Troy in Community, and he is fucking hilarious.
I haven't seen his Community. I don't like his face is the problem.
I don't like his hair.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
You guys are being petty. I also love him.
Yep.
Oh my God.
I'm here for all of it.
I
whatever
mean,
he
no,
wants
I
to
like
do.
Him. I just hate his hair now. Like, he just looks not good. But I like him as an actor.
I don't like him at all. Not like he was terrible in Spider-Man. I don't wish, I wish he was not
fine.
In that movie.
He had like a 3-minute part.
Yeah, he had a little cameo. Get the fuck out, okay?
Okay,
dude,
but
go do something
it's gotta
else.
Set the tone for Miles Morales. Because that was supposed to be his uncle.
Yeah, I know, but that could be anybody else.
Okay,
like,
so why does it matter
else?
If it's him?
I don't like it.
Because he's not gonna Spider-Man. Be in he's not gonna be in it, huh?
I thought that little
exchange was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was decent.
I hated it.
Oh my God.
I don't like him at all.
You know what? If Disney listens to this or whoever fucking owns Marvel, can they have Ryan cast the movie?
Yes, please.
And direct it.
Thank you.
So that
I'll
when
get
it,
some play for the
so
podcast.
When, so you know what? When it fucking tanks, we can all just be like, I told you so.
Should have put I'm Donald on, Glover in it.
I'm on board.
Would have been amazing. Let him fucking direct
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let him do it, but the contract says that Donald Glover has to be the main actor.
And do all of the supporting roles as
yeah,
well.
A one-man show.
Just pulling Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. He
he's
got
not
it in
that
him.
Talented.
Yes, he is.
He is not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. Not even a little bit.
No, I want to be excited for the movie. I just don't think... I don't really know. I'm not that interested in Han Solo's past either. Like, I'm just fine with what they gave me so far.
I want to see how he meets Chewie.
Yeah.
That's
the extent
is,
of it, though.
Is anybody else,
for me,
like, avoiding all... Because Disney does the thing where they put out way too many trailers.
Agreed.
I've watched all of them, or at least two of them.
I've only watched
the
one that
movie.
We watched
yeah.
but right before the podcast, like, so many episodes ago. That's the only one I've watched.
That is also the only one
I've watched. I've scrolled through Facebook, and it, when one of those pops up, I scroll faster because it automatically plays. I don't want to see it. I just want to watch the movie because they will spoil all the good parts if they can.
That's the problem, though, is I did watch a trailer, and I didn't laugh, and I didn't think it was interesting. And, like, that's the movie.
I thought that some of the locales looked kind of cool.
Fine.
I mean, the special like, effects are going to be better because, you know, we're much further along, but...
His comments didn't seem Han Solo worthy. It just, I didn't get anything in there that was like, yeah, that's Harrison Ford. That's who I want
that's
that to be.
That's true.
I don't... That's and the problem is the trailers... the trailers are... no, Harrison Ford, every role he plays is Harrison Ford. It's not...
You mean Han Solo?
What?
No, Harrison
no,
Ford is
Harrison
Ford.
No, Harrison Ford is Harrison Ford in every fucking movie he does.
No, Han Solo. Not in the Fugitive. He's so good in Han, the Fugitive.
I don't know what that is. So oh, saying, no, I did see
that's
it.
That's the one where he jumps
he's
off.
He's Han Solo in that movie.
Nah, so you're saying he's bad doctor. In everything else?
No, he's a doctor, and he jumps off that dam. He's
that being... right there is Harrison Ford. That ain't no doctor jumping off a dam. That's Han Solo jumping off
I
that dam.
I love that movie. Fucking Indiana Jones.
That's all I'm saying.
I love Han Indiana Solo. Jones as well. Yes. Okay.
Han Solo.
Those are some of my favorite movies.
Harrison Ford.
He is good because he plays himself.
I will agree that Indiana Jones and Han Solo are maybe a little bit
The Fugitive,
similar.
Same guy.
You know,
I might be the only one that can ever say this, but because of Ryan, I own all the Indiana Jones movies.
See?
That's Even what the I'm new saying. One?
Yep.
No, you're not the only one that can say that because I can also say that.
But you own them on Blu-ray. I have them on DVD.
Right, because Troy, like, hey, you want these movies, Troy? I don't need these anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure do.
Anything you don't want, I'll take.
You want these 360 games? I don't need these anymore. Uh-huh. I own all these digitally. Yep. Yeah, I'll take them.
And now you're like, hey, you got that game? Because it's back compat now, and I don't want to pay for it.
I did absolutely ask you that.
Nope, you didn't give that one to me. Sorry.
Yeah, you got 360 money.
He never comes over. He's only been over my house once, so I don't have to.
That's true.
True friendship.
It is.
Hey, let me just call you over. Need help moving stuff, but I'll never come over to your house.
We're busy.
You want to get saturated in dog piss?
I like Troy's kid. There are many of the kids that I don't like. Troy's kid is pretty good. He's a good
solid.
Kid.
Solid. Yep.
He's not just saying that because you're here. He said that earlier tonight
That's
as
true.
Well.
Okay,
he definitely did.
You know, I like my kid too, so I agree with him.
I mean,
that's a win because you never know what you're going to get with kids.
We're actually worried about this one because the first one was so good.
Ooh, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And it's a lady.
And it's a girl.
It's going to be awesome.
I hope so.
Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I bet.
Ryan loves kids.
Yeah. So I'm definitely going to see Star Wars because I have no choice and I also want to see it. But
we're
I'm
gonna
not
going
to be excited about
it. We're going to go to the special showing of it on Thursday night.
All right.
I haven't invited you guys to yet, but we're going to all go together. Thursday night, 6 p.m. next week.
And the Solo movie comes out on the 25th.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, I might be
so
able to do
not
that.
Next week.
Yeah, I'm totally free.
I would
day.
Like to do the Deadpool one though.
The Deadpool double feature, or just go
I
see
just
Deadpool?
I just
want to
see go. Yeah.
Okay. Deadpool. Yeah, we're going to see Deadpool.
My wife is taking her best friend because I'll be in DC and I can't go in DC because I'm with a school
skipped
trip.
Some bullshit. Like you guys can't. Are going to see Cats. I'm going to see Deadpool.
No, we're going to see Newsies.
Even worse.
But there's even worse.
There's a buffet.
Okay.
Even worse.
So, no.
Julia's not all about buffet food. I'm with you. I kind of like buffets.
It's a buffet. I mean,
so,
it's pronounced,
I will,
it's pronounced
I will,
Buffett. Okay.
Enjoy that MRSA from the buffet.
I have never got MRSA from a buffet. It's
ticking time bomb.
I bet Jimmy Buffett has MRSA.
You really shouldn't eat buffet food, though.
Why?
It's not that bad.
It's low quality. Bad
Here's
for you.
All I'm
People
saying.
Are nasty.
You can eat the real food, I suppose, if you want to, but don't eat the salad bar and do not eat the desserts.
Why can't I eat
I
the
don't
desserts?
Eat any of those?
The desserts
things.
Are my favorite.
None
part.
Of that shit gets put away at night. All right,
that's the recycled.
That's
food.
Not true.
I actually don't eat any of those things,
I have
so I'm good.
Cleaned up after enough buffets to tell you they may take them, but all they do is cover that shit up and put it in the fridge and bring it back out. If they do that, sometimes they just put a lid over it.
Okay.
No.
So you can put a motherfucking lid over some cookies. You don't need to refrigerate cookies.
No, because see, here's the problem is at the company that I used to work at, when you're cleaning the carpets and the shit and piss or whatever is rolling up in the air, you don't want cookies like that. You don't want people cleaning
up. I won't go there the day after they get their carpets cleaned.
No, it don't matter. It's still in the air and shit. No, mm-mm. Shouldn't do that.
Well,
don't
I guess
that.
Ryan can just go by himself.
Yeah.
This is in DC, so it's way nicer than anything.
I don't know. Over
I doubt that.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I mean, I've never been there before.
I feel
so.
Like everywhere has its nice and bad places, so
yeah,
you can't just
well,
say,
this is a...
oh, DC is super nice.
Okay, right. Fine. Where...
We're eating at the White House, motherfucker.
Where the middle school is going to take me can't be that bad because they're taking
Lies.
Middle schoolers there.
I should specify
Lies.
That
is
Troy
yeah.
is not in middle school.
And also not a teacher, so it's real
My
fucking creepy.
My nephew's going. He asked me to go. It's $800, though.
Jesus, for you? It was 300 when I went.
Yeah.
Inflation's a bitch.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's like 300 to go to Mackinac.
Yeah, I didn't go to Mackinac.
So I'm going to Mackinac next year.
I've never been to Mackinac.
Me neither. I'm
going
next year.
We should go. It's very fun. The carriage rides are great.
I was literally about to say it's kind of boring.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. Maybe because...
Maceo doesn't like horsey rides.
Oh, it was fun. The carriage ride where they drive you around and tell you about the island was definitely a worthwhile experience. Mm-hmm. Definitely the tour guides the best are great. Thing.
Do the very horses go more than 20 miles an hour, do you think?
No.
Not even close.
Okay, perfect. To? No, because then how much does it cost for the ride?
I don't remember. It was a while ago.
Rough estimate.
I think it was like $25.
$25 and how long does it take?
It takes a good half hour, 45 minutes more or less.
See, that is worth it for me because I can hatch eggs in Pokemon Go the whole time.
I thought he was going to give me a calorie versus like food cost input on the horse.
No.
And I'm like, where is this going?
No.
Like,
did you watch his eyes? No. He was looking at his phone.
Didn't see it.
Like four times.
Are you kidding me? You know? As soon as he said, do they go this fast? I was like, Pokemon
he
Go.
He wants to catch
limits.
The Pokemon.
Because we went to a couple of different zoos and we were like, well, let's see.
And you rode the horses around the zoo?
You ride the train around the zoo, right?
Oh, okay.
My kid loves to ride trains.
So he would love this podcast.
I know, right? He did. I showed him a picture of it because I was coming over. Yeah. He's like, you're going to go to the trains?
Fuck yeah.
Kind of, yeah. I said, I'm going to be on the radio. That's how he would listen, you know, how he would know it. But then, we get on the train at the zoo and my wife and I calculate, well, how many eggs can I hatch per dollar type? You know, how many kilometers am I getting per dollar? That's what it boils down to. And it was like, for like $1.50, it was like half a kilometer or 2 kilometers. It was pretty good.
Is that, I don't know if that's a good ratio or not.
Yeah, kilometers is more than a mile. Kilometer.
I cannot verify the legitimacy of that statement.
Well, he is a Pokemon master, so take his word.
I've said that a couple times on the podcast. I can Google it.
That's true. That you're a Pokemon master.
I am.
I thought he was indicating that he said several times that kilometers are longer than miles, so now he needs to verify that that's the case.
I don't
think to all of our are. European listeners... we're sorry.
They are
the stupid
not.
Americans don't know.
No, I was wrong.
They are not, because 2.5 kilometers is not anywhere near 2.5 miles. It looks
that
way
is
more
true.
Impressive.
Okay, 1 kilometer is 0.621 of a mile. My
there you
bad.
Go. That sounds about right.
God damn it. Now your ratio's thrown off. You got gypped.
Yeah, divide that by two.
No, it was still kilometers. I still did it by kilometers. Okay, right, I didn't right, do it by right. miles.
Okay.
Fair enough.
It's money to kilometers.
There's no chemistry equation for that.
Oh my God.
How much do I have to spend and how many kilometers do I get out of it?
Whatever it is,
and
it's
for
too
like
much.
$2.50 because I only had to pay for me. The kid was free. I got like a kilometer and a half or something.
Why
like
didn't
that.
You just leave your phone on the train?
Because somebody would steal it. People are
just
jackasses.
Just tape it
like
to
that.
The fucking. Just put it under
they still
the seat.
Do that?
Tape it under the
steal
seat.
Steal phones? Yeah.
What for?
They play Pokemon Go.
Well, only for a minute and a half till I find your ass.
No, you're not finding them.
Yeah, huh? I just called Verizon and say my stone got stolen. It's got fucking GPS on. Yeah, my stone. I got many of stones. Did I say stone?
Yeah. Do you have a tracker on your stone?
Yeah. I got those. About the Witcher trailer, though.
Yeah, we can talk about that since we all took the time to watch it.
Except you, right? Did you
watch
it?
No, I've seen it. Okay. I didn't watch it today, but I've seen it. Hmm. And I was hoping that this was going to be Game of Thrones Netflix style.
Yep.
And it doesn't seem like that at all.
No.
It seems boring as fuck.
Yep.
What did you
think?
Is
anybody excited?
Maceo. And Julia.
Julia's excited.
Kind of excited only because of the universe. The trailer did nothing for me.
Right.
I don't like who I assume is going to be playing Geralt of Rivia.
Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah, I don't.
What's his name?
His name is Mads Mikkelsen.
M-A-D-S?
I believe he's Swedish.
M-A-D-D-S, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of a badass name, though.
He also played the main villain in Doctor Strange.
Correct.
I don't really know him from anything, but I just, like I said, I just don't think he's a good fit for Geralt.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, I might be surprised. I'm still going to watch it. I'm going to give it a chance. But from that one trailer that I've seen, I am not, you know, if I wasn't already decided, had already decided to watch it, it would not have sold me on it.
Yeah.
So then not a good first trailer, but
still going to watch it. Did Julia watch it with you?
Probably not.
Okay.
She probably, if she did, she probably just lost interest. Because I would have. Maybe if I wasn't like
a goldfish.
No. I'm saying if I
like goldfish.
If it's not shiny within 12 seconds, she's fucking out.
I'm like, I would have lost interest if I didn't know what it was, because it wasn't very interesting. It wasn't
interesting at all. Like,
no, it wasn't.
It was not compelling. It didn't make me want to watch it in the least. It looked like a more boring version of Lord of the Rings, and I didn't even know that was possible.
Yep.
What did you think,
no one agrees,
Rachel?
Has anybody played The Witcher 3?
It's amazing.
Witcher 3. I've played The Witcher 2. It's
so good.
You played 2?
I played
a sizable amount of 2.
You played 3?
Some of it, yeah.
I played through all of it.
Yeah, it kind of looks like, I don't know. The Witcher 3 has all the qualities of an RPG that I should love. And for some reason, whenever I play it, I'm not interested in it. And I think it's the story. And the Witcher trailer reminds me of that, which is super lame.
Well, it sounded like they were referencing things from the third game pretty directly, like the Wild Hunt.
Yes.
He talked about a couple of times in the trailer. And I know that the first two games don't have anything to do with that.
I would not know that particular story. I only played 3, and it looked like they were telling that story again. And I'm not even halfway through that. And I lose interest every time I play.
But people fucking love it. It was awesome when you first start. It's like, man, I'm gonna kill all these monsters. It's gonna be awesome. And then you got to do all this weird stuff in between killing the monsters. That's just,
I don't know. I really enjoyed playing and going around and having to talk to people, figure out what it's going. You know, sometimes you get the choice of killing the monster outright, or, you know, figuring out why it's attacking the people.
So I think the monster killing was the thing that I didn't like. In The Witcher 2, I have not played very much at all of The Witcher 3, but in The Witcher 2, like, the controls were super clunky, and so the monster fighting was the thing that was garbage.
I spoke with Austin about that, how they have different stances in The Witcher and whatever. In The Witcher 3, no, you just basically swing your sword and you get your signs and everything. It's much more simplified and kind of rewarding. It's definitely more of a dodge and apply the right oils and prepare for a battle that you know is coming. Mm-hmm. Once you figure out what you're fighting.
That was my problem.
And once you do that, your fight gets so much easier. Because, you know, at first I was like, oh, I don't need these fucking oils. I don't need these potions.
And,
it's like, whatever. I'll just fucking go destroy it. And I was getting my ass kicked throughout the first, like, a good quarter of the game. I was like, man, this is really hard. And I'm on fucking normal. And so I was just getting my ass kicked. And I was like, oh, man. So I, you know, took the time, went, collected a bunch of stuff, upgraded my oils, found some blueprints, upgraded my equipment, and, you know, did that and applied them and used them. And, you know, it was still definitely not a like a cakewalk, but it was much more manageable. I wasn't getting one-shotted. I was doing a measurable amount of damage, whereas before I would just swing my sword and it's just like, fucking
inches, butt, like not even
just cardboard
centimeters. Yeah
And now I was, you know, I was actually making a dent in their health bar. And I don't know, just, it's definitely one of those games where you have to be prepared and you have to go figure out what you're fighting. And I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed solving the cases. I enjoyed finding out what I was fighting and why I was fighting it, you know.
So did you, like Rachel's saying, she didn't really like the story and that was what was kind of taking her out. Did you enjoy the story part of it?
In the beginning, it was definitely confusing because I didn't play the first two and I didn't know anything about it.
That's where I'm at, yeah.
It was just Austin suggested it and I was like, hey, he's got good taste in games.
He does.
So I played it and got to the part where they sit you down and they ask you a bunch of questions about what you've done before. And I was like, well, I don't fucking know. Because apparently they give you a choice, you know, of what you've done in the other games.
Like a so Mass I just kinda, kind of
I just kind of winged it. And apparently there's repercussions for what you answer.
I think it's winged. winged it.
We'll let it go.
Wang it.
Because I didn't know there were going to be repercussions. But I don't know. Like, I enjoyed the story, you know, about, like, all the war that's going on and, like, the normal people caught in the middle of it. And
right.
Then the elves destroying planets one by one and getting to the Earth.
I didn't know that was a thing. Did
you make that up? Spoilers. No.
It's been out I'm for not there yet.
It's been out for fucking ever.
No spoilers.
Spoilers.
I'm not there yet.
I mean, it's fine to say spoilers. That's not what this podcast is. Yeah. I'm not all about like holding back on spoilers for things that people should have watched or played.
I mean, it's not a huge spoiler because like partway through the game, they tell you that's what they're doing and then that's why they're coming to Earth and why you're seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
This is The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
See, it gets
what the
good.
Fuck am I playing? I'm not playing that game.
Because it starts right in the beginning game. Where you're training Ciri and like they come out.
I haven't even found Ciri. Who's they? So.
The Wild Hunt. They like appear on a ship and it's like Geralt
She's
wakes
on
up.
Geralt's iPhone.
What are you talking about?
Stop, Ciri.
Oh,
it's on Geralt's iPhone.
Okay. Yeah, I was confused.
But,
all right.
No.
So the Wild Hunt, right?
Yeah.
I caught that.
Like in the beginning, they kind of take like a little more of a backseat kind of to the story because you gotta find out about the war, but like once they get involved
they start popping up way more right now.
Yeah, and I don't know, it gets really interesting and really crazy.
I don't know.
Rachel,
what,
how long have you played it? Like,
well, I don't know how many hours I got in that thing.
Okay.
All I know,
have you got to the part
not
where
long
you,
enough
where you could have had sex with that one lady?
Yes, and I fucked
you
her.
Can have sex with every lady, so that doesn't really
the first one.
Yeah.
Because that's as far as I got.
You talking about the...
I got to that.
And your wife was like, why are you playing this smut? Shut this shit off.
Probably. I was probably playing it at night for that reason.
You talking about the apothecary or what? The alchemist lady?
Yeah, the alchemist
Yeah,
lady.
I banged her. And then she was like, just kidding. And then left me. And I wasn't sure how I was supposed to feel about that. But
are you talking about Kira Mintz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I banged her.
Rachel just finished the Bloody Baron quest. Which
no,
that was
I'm past
fucked
that.
Up. That yeah. was fucked
I'm
up.
Probably significantly past. Well, not significantly,
crap.
But I'm past that. That was some weird shit. I didn't expect that to be in the game. I was like, oh yeah, let me just go bury this fetus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. And then they show it to you and you're like, what this fucking game is doing? My my issue with The Witcher is like they give you those signs, right? And so you're like pounding away at shit. And in the beginning, I must be a dumbass. So I left the game like 4 times and kept coming back. It's that game that like hangs out and then I go play when I'm bored with other games. So I kept coming back and I forgot about the oils. I forgot about the bombs. I forgot about all that shit. So then I would come back and try and kill stuff and they would die. But like you said, it takes a second. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you need to use those until you need to use them. And it was like one random quest where I had to go fucking find somebody's ring and she was a wraith. And I have to use the specific sign to capture the wraith so I can kill it because otherwise it does centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
So it kept killing me and then finally I was like, oh, this is how you're supposed to play this game, now I remember. But the problem is they put those fucking signs in there and make you use them, and as you're fighting it, like on the Xbox takes, there's like a global cooldown or something that they don't indicate, so I have to like back out of the fight, then cast a sign and then go back in. I don't know if that's on
that
the PlayStation.
Right.
I don't know if that's on the PC.
Because they got
but
its
it
own...
is not a smooth interaction there at all. Like, I'm trying to fucking hit it. It's not on a cooldown, and I just can't. He's just chilling. And I'm like, well, I gotta make
well,
this happen.
Well, you have to have adrenaline points.
Yes. No, I for sure do. There's no cooldown. I got all my shit ready to use it. It's just he has to, like, fully finish his swing or whatever I'm doing, take a second, and then cast it. I can't just, like, take a swing, boom, cast it, and it feels smooth. So I'm like, I hate this game. I can't play this game anymore. Also, the other thing is, most games, you have a progression. So it's like, here's level 1 through 10, level 11 through 13.
Yeah, you can walk around and there's a fucking level 50 griffin just flying around and it comes and destroys you. No, I've been fucking riding
one
around
shot, yeah,
to my
griffin.
Location where I was like, I have to go here because it's a main story. And a fucking
every
level
time.
50 griffin just comes out and it's like, hey, Rah! I'm going to fuck your shit up. And I'm like, I guess. And it's like, it's a good thing.
I think that's my problem with the game, actually, is I'm riding through. I'm going to a place. That's all I have to do is go to this place and talk to this person. There's a giant monster in front of me. I got to kill it.
Yeah, you can't.
And you can't.
Though. Yeah, you can't
you
kill
gotta
it.
You got to run away from the fight.
Yeah.
And that's
weird.
Not what I want to do.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Well, and then there's all those, you get into a new zone, and what happened is I finished the Bloody Baron, then I went to the new zone, and then they're like, here's thousands of question marks, thousands of monster nests,
so many.
Thousands of fucking random contracts that I have to take, and I still don't really fully understand those. It seems like I get them, then they go away, then I gotta go get them again. I'm not real 100% there what's going on, but, and then I get fucking killed by a griffin. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? Like, it should be level 1 through 10. Let me do what the fuck I want to do. 11, 12, 13, 14. But no, I can't go to the monster nest that's 2 feet away because a griffin's there. Like, give me some sort of warning. Not just, dead.
What if you urinate on all of the trees around the griffin?
I already did that.
It attracts the griffin.
Son of a bitch. That was my only play.
But I mean, it's kind of one of those high risk, high reward. Because, you know, there's high-level monsters guarding good shit.
Right. Well, and then you're like, oh, let me get all my oils and make my bombs. I'm going to go dead. Okay. Fuck me. Now I'll reset. And I just wasted all my... Well, I mean, in theory, if you reset, you're good. But, like, yeah, just... I don't know. Because there's a monster nest here that I can kill. Then 2 feet away, there's a big fucking monster there that I can't kill. And I'm like, I just want the things. Can't do it. I don't know. It's frustrating. It's not my game.
I don't know. But I like the open worldness of games like that. Like, when you're first starting out in Fallout, you can get attacked by a Deathclaw and get your shit fucked up. And that, like, adds a sense of vulnerability to your character that Sam would be arguing with me right now that I don't like in that game since I run around in power armor. But I like that about first starting an RPG and not feeling invincible. Whereas if they segregated you off to, like, well, here's only, you know, you can't go here because you're not a certain level. Like, that's the shit that Dragon Age does. And that annoys the fuck out of me about Dragon Age.
I'm okay with that. And even in Final Fantasy, I'm okay with having big level monsters in places that I am at. Like, I appreciate the fact that it's open and I can go over there 500 yards away and find a big monster. What I don't want it to do is make me walk by the 500 level monster to get my quest. Like, even in Final Fantasy, there's a big fucking dinosaur, but he's friendly. So, like, in the starting zone, like, I could kill him if I wanted to, if I'm a dumbass, or the cactus. I could try to kill that, but it's going to kill me. So, all right, yeah, I'm not going to do that again. But, like, and it's not some of the Final Fantasies are not sectored off. So you can go try and kill a big tortoise, but you're going to get your ass handed to you. But, like, this game, literally, in my zone where I'm supposed to do my quest, they put a big monster. And it's fucking infuriating.
But do you think, like, they put that monster there or that's a random encounter?
No, that's monsters there every fucking time.
Hmm.
Every time.
I don't know. I've had the problem, you know, once or twice. But most of the time, you know, I can just...
I think I explore too much.
Leave and, like, wait a couple, like, in-game hours. And, you know, just meditate, make time go by. And I'll come back and, like... the monsters have moved and changed, you know, just like they would. They're not just going to hang around. They're waiting for you. I haven't really experienced that problem too badly. And sometimes if I do something like that and I'm like, well, fuck it. I'll go do something else. I'll just go do something else in the meantime. And like I said, it adds a, you know, an element of you not being the top dog. It makes you feel like, yeah, I can deal with something, but I can't destroy everything. I can't just walk through everything, you know?
My problem is I like, and I said it on the one that I was on before, I like to just be able to go in and wreck shit. In Final Fantasy, I intentionally stay in the level 1 through 5, get to level 20, wreck shit till I get to level 15, level up, wreck shit. I just enjoy doing that, and not being able to do that is frustrating for me. I get that most people probably don't enjoy doing that. I absolutely do.
I do understand that in a typical turn-based RPG where you just want to go in there and be like, hey, I'm going to fucking destroy these monsters. But for me personally, I enjoy fighting monsters around the same level like as me because it makes it more interesting. Because, I mean, most of the time in those games, I enjoy the combat. So I'm like, I want to play.
That might be
part of
it too.
Challenge myself not to just, you know,
is
steamroll these
don't
enemies.
Enjoy The Witcher 3's combat because of the sign system on the Xbox. For me, it does not feel right. It feels slow and clunky. And every time, then you combine that with the fact that I got a griffin chasing me down that I can't outrun for some reason sometimes. And I'm just like, oh, this fucking game. I should like this game. It has all the things I want. And every time I come back to it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I don't like this game.
Do you know my problem with those games? I have a kid, so I...
Titties. Man, and you can't have titties on the screen.
This kid. Yeah, so this much kid and his kid.
Not even that. It's that I have about... That's why I think I really am enjoying more mobile games, is that I have at most 30 minutes of time to myself where I can just play a game.
Jesus Christ.
We shouldn't have children.
No, that's not enough time.
No.
Oh my God.
Hey, when they're first born, you get less than that. Like, okay.
My time was
going up, and now it's going to come back down. But then it'll go up again, and it'll be set permanent this time. Mm-hmm. So.
No, I agree. Mm-hmm. The Witcher is not a game you can just pop in for 20-30 minutes. It's a game that requires dedication.
Like a Saturday.
Yeah, you need to make like a day of it to get some good progress.
That's kind of the Lord of the Rings game.
Shadow of Mordor.
That was a problem I had too. Are you having an issue with the quests?
It's so long. It feels like I can't get anything done. And it's to the point now where if I go back to it, I don't remember how to
do
happening. Things.
And yeah, and there's so many buttons and like, oh, you got to press up and left and right trigger at the same time. And you can do a takedown.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I know I really like that.
I started playing it again and relearned it. And I've restarted the game
four times. There is a quest that takes I have to go into a stronghold with Gimpy, whoever the fuck he is. And
rat bag.
Yeah,
I know his name.
Yeah, it's fucking Gimpy. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Rat bag.
I got to go in there and do the whole thing, and I made it past the difficult part. And then there's like a follow up after that, but if you don't finish that quest and you close down the game, you'll have to restart the quest. There is no like quest progression on that specific quest line, and I keep getting
like
stuck
no
on
checkpoints
it.
Or no. anything.
I think that's where I'm at, actually. Is that stronghold area there?
That's why you gotta channel your like inner 90s and just leave the console on. Oh, you don't want to lose any progress. Oh, just leave it on.
That's how Dead Space 2 is. I've been playing a little bit of that, and like you've got to get to a checkpoint, like or a save station because you can't just save it wherever you want to.
I mean, that works really well for horror games, though.
It does. That's
it's
true.
It like, gives you like a little. Oof, you know, like I made it. A
little bit of relief.
Resident Evil, finding a typewriter.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
In some
that
random
references
location.
Sure.
Well, to like, say I found if you have to get like typewriter ribbons, and then you have to find a typewriter to and use a ribbon to save your game.
Yeah,
you can't even if you get to a save station and you don't have the ribbon, you can't save your game. So
I'm glad Resident Evil 4 wasn't like that.
Yeah,
because I that's one game that I made it all the way through, and that game is awesome. I played it on
Resident Evil 4?
Resident Evil 4, yeah.
Never played any of them.
Oh, that game is awesome.
They're pretty good.
Resident Evil 4 is, I would say, I mean, I'm not, I've played all of them but the new one, I think. But then Resident
like
Evil
7?
4 is...
Biohazard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 4 is the epitome of Resident Evil, I'd say. It's like the best game.
You're
of
probably
them.
Right.
Yeah, it has
a very well regarded game.
Yeah, it has a good amount of like horror and combat and action.
And it's got an awesome story too.
Yeah, like
you
Resident
don't
Evil
expect
5
it
is just
going
ridiculous.
The way it goes around. And six was the one with the partners, right?
Five and six
had partners.
The one that looked like cum on the front of the. Cover of the game, like the six was written in cum.
Oh yeah, yeah. I actually bought that one for my Xbox One. Nice. And every time I try and play it, Julian's over, my nephew. Remember the beaver, the one that was afraid of the beavers?
I remember.
Yeah, I started playing that. He's like, "Can you turn this off, please?" I was like, "I'd rather not." But why are you buying this game?
It's like, no, mofo, pick up a controller.
you can't like just buy the season pass for Fortnite or something.
Oh my God, he's one.
He is. He is so into Fortnite.
I'm so glad that Kennedy plays Fortnite and fucking hates it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I was relieved when
you
she said,
"Dear sister,
I don't like that.
Nope.
This game is dumb."
She
but
does
she
not
still
like
plays it.
It
because all of her friends
yeah,
play
all
that
of her
game.
Friends are playing it. Like everybody in the high school is playing that game and
they
she
play it on their phones at
hates
school.
It. Yep, I heard that. But every time Hunter, my cousin, gets on, He is playing that. He's just playing Fortnite. He doesn't play anything else.
And you don't have to pay for it. He sees that's like when we were in school, and if we had internet in high school, and that was a free
game. Gears of War was free to play.
And everybody could play it.
Oh, my God.
It would have been the biggest thing ever.
You're probably right.
Like free-to-play Fortnite games is now.
Didn't exist when we were that age.
No.
Like, unless you wanted to play a shitty mobile Farmville fucking bullshit game.
I played that a lot.
You could not.
My wife actually reloaded my Farmville save. Or she started Farmville 2 and then was on something and loaded mine and started taking care of my old one from my Facebook profile from like way back when.
Wow.
And she went in the trees, like, or the farm, like the plants spelled out her name.
What?
Like when we were dating.
You did that?
I did that. I was bored.
That's kind of cute, actually.
Yeah, I wanted to make fun of him, and then I was like,
I didn't have anything clever to say. That's kind of cute.
And she's like, what is this? This is kind of creepy.
Yeah, she's like, what the fuck did I get myself into? And then she's like, oh, so I shouldn't show you my shrine?
I've kept all your toenails.
Oh, Arnold. Oh. Hey, Arnold. Oh.
At least it wasn't some other bitch's name.
Yeah,
like, that's that could have been somebody else's
name. I've been in trouble for things like that before, but I won't go there.
Yeah.
Probably best.
Please. Yep. You can tell us that story off air.
Okay.
Boy, so I didn't think we'd talk about The Witcher game that long.
It's a good
also,
game.
I hate Fortnite.
No regrets.
Regrets?
Yep. So Fortnite, Rachel, you've played some of it.
Hate it.
And you hate it. Masael, have you played Fortnite?
No, but I hate it just from looking at it.
I don't like the art style. I've watched Kennedy play it a little bit, and it doesn't look good at all. I don't like the building mechanic. It looks pretty clunky in terms of the shooting. And trying to build while having a firefight does not look fun at all.
Have you watched, like...
I've watched the
pros play this game.
Yes, I've watched.
Because it is awesome to watch. It is a perfect streaming game. But to watch people stream that game is like, it's a fun game to watch people play.
I would rather watch a game that I'm into. Like, I've watched the Paladins esports streams. They do them like every Sunday. So if it's like Sunday mornings, I'm eating breakfast, I'll, you know, put on the Paladin stream. And that's cool because I know those characters. I know how to play this game. So watching other people play it is like, oh, that was a good move or, you know, something like that. But watching somebody play Fortnite, a game that I'm not into and I think is kind of stupid, I don't know that I'm into
I tried to play it for the simple fact that they put the Thanos mode in.
The Thanos mode, I'm glad you brought that up. That seems badass.
It's
like,
I mean,
the biggest game in the world teaming up with the biggest movie in the world right now. That's super cool. That makes me want to play that game.
And you can just play it for that mode.
I'm sure I can. What is the mode? I'd have to download it.
I don't know exactly how exactly it works. I played it about 5 rounds, and I never got to be Thanos. What it is you get, you know, 100 people drop onto the map, right? Wherever they want on the map.
Right.
As the plane flies. The plane flies in a straight arrow, and you jump off the plane. Well, it's a bus because it's Fortnite and stupid. But...
His buses fly. Got it.
It's a hot air school bus.
If it was Magic School Bus the game, I think I'd play it.
I would play that. Yeah.
But,
all aboard.
You jump off, you know, wherever you want, and then somewhere on the map, the Infinity Gauntlet drops.
Like randomly drops?
I think it's random.
I'm sure it's a loot box, yeah.
It's not even a loot box. It's just
the gauntlet.
And you got to pay 75 infinity stones unlock the loot box.
You
got to
at least have one
soul. It just drops.
Yeah.
Just drops. You go pick it up and you turn into Thanos. You pick up the gauntlet and you turn into Thanos.
Okay.
And then while you're Thanos, which I fought a Thanos and it's ridiculous. He's ridiculously powerful. As Thanos, you can jump like 2 stories into the air. And normally on Fortnite, you can jump like a foot. So he's like way high up in the air. Use the power stone to shoot beams at people. And then he can also do a punch where he is up in the air. And you target the person and say you want to punch them. And it follows them and you punch them and like makes a crater.
So it's basically like Saints Row 3 or Saints Row 4.
Crackdown. And it's one guy, and then you can fight that guy and then kill him, then become Thanos and be that powerful.
Yeah, no, I'm still not into it. I still gotta build things.
If you were assigned a Marvel character, if this is like the Infinity War, the game, and you were assigned a Marvel character, you were like, I want to be Star-Lord, I want to be Spider-Man.
I think it'd be awesome to be a randomized Infinity War. Just go at it.
Like, you have to take out the building module for me to play it.
Yeah, even with Marvel characters? Like, I think I'd be in if it were only Marvel characters. Yeah.
No. The building module for me, if you do not like that... The building
is hard, and it's clunky.
If you do not like that, you will not like that game no matter what it is. I hate it. I can't fucking do it. I don't think it's fun.
What I do is I just snipe. You hide and you have a shotgun and
camper. Camper.
That's me. Yeah, on Fortnite, anywhere else, I hate campers, Ryan. Ryan.
Pot calling the kettle black.
Uh huh.
But yeah, it doesn't matter. Even if I sniped, first you got to get a sniper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all random. I like my odds even.
And the reason I played Fortnite and talked about Fortnite on the first couple of podcasts that I was on was because I was waiting for PUBG. And now, if I'm on and I'm not playing PUBG, it's because I couldn't find anybody to play with.
What's PUBG?
Do you think PUBG should go free to play like Fortnite?
If it went free to play, it'd be bigger than Fortnite, I think.
What's the difference between the two? Is there a building?
There's no building. There's no any of that. Okay. It's literally you drop onto an island.
And you survive.
You find loot and you survive to be the last one. You fight.
That's what Battlegrounds is.
No, I know it is.
It's the same issue. It's really fun. It's like you're scavenging.
Minor issue, but it's the same thing that I have with Halo, which is like, it's your skill set is based a little bit on randomness. So if you don't get the loot, it's not like we all start out with a sniper, a assault rifle, a thingy-bob.
The best part of that, though, not with Halo, as much as it is with PUBG, is PUBG, you get dropped into the map, right? You start the match. You get dropped in. If you get dropped in a crappy spot and you die, you exit out of that lobby and you jump into another lobby and you're within another game within a minute.
No, I get that, but
it's just constant action.
And even Fortnite's like that too, though. But my issue is still, if I'm gonna go play a shooter in particular, like I want my shit to be the same or the capacity to have the same shit as everyone else. So like, I don't want to go up against somebody that has a sniper that I don't have.
Really, quickly.
It's about luck.
Has anybody played Black Ops, like the gun game?
Yeah.
Okay, so I enjoy that, and I don't usually enjoy competitive shooters, but
gun game, I feel it sets everybody has the same thing.
So everybody starts with
a pistol.
A gun, you know, the same pistol. And if you kill another player, you get a different gun. And the point is to get through all the guns and have the last kill with whatever weapon they give you.
Usually a knife.
Yeah. And if you knife somebody, you know, it like demotes them to one level. So that's really interesting because it forces you to change your playstyle. You have to go from handgun to SMG to rocket launcher to shotgun. And I feel like I haven't played PUBG or Fortnite or anything, but it just gives you that, even watching it gives you that sense of like urgency and like anxiousness because you gotta I gotta get this weapon and I gotta adapt to it. Like I can't go on my tried and true method of just playing the same way. It forces you to play differently.
That is the thing about you're always I gotta go. Not only is that wall closing in on you that will kill you if you're outside of that wall. You know, you get hurt because it gets smaller. Yeah.
The storm.
Not only is it that you're trying to get away from that and get to the center, you're also trying to find stuff on the way so you can survive.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part of it is you can play two different ways. You can play by yourself and you're on edge 100% of the time. You're on the edge of your seat. You're trying to find what you need to survive, get to where you need to go to make it to the end. With friends, You can play like that where I want to get to the end. Or you can just screw around and have fun and troll people. you can set up a whole trap method. There's teams of people that will go to a bridge. If the end of it looks like it's going to be on the little island, there's a group of guys that will sit on the bridge. They take all their cars and they block off the bridge. You, as you're going to the bridge, everybody gets a car. So you get four cars and you block off the bridge. Then everybody has to come to you to get across that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole new game.
Right.
At that point, you gotta, you know, they're setting up a whole defense against everybody at that point.
But I think Rachel's almost. Problem isn't like the mini games that develop within the game. That seems cool.
Yeah.
I think Rachel's problem is the finding of the weapons. Like, if we could have a game that was Call of Duty gun game meets Battlegrounds, like, and maybe that's what the next Call of Duty will be, since it's going to be sans a campaign.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to have this battle royale mode in it. I think that's going to be cool. But like, if we can get Call of Duty gun game in Battlegrounds, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like, everybody starts with a pistol or whatever you start off with as the default, and you get better weapons or different weapons based on your kills. Like, that sounds like a mode that is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
And
that might be fun. I think the issue is that people like Fortnite for what Troy is describing. I do not, though. Right? So, like, the point of having a Call of Duty in Battlegrounds mode, that's not anything new to me, and I probably wouldn't play that, because it's Call of Duty with six people. Instead of that, it's 100. You know what I mean?
I
don't like the...
But my problem with Call of Duty is the repetitiveness. So I got bored with Black Ops 3 really quickly, and I didn't even get World at War 2, or whatever the fuck that game was called. And I have been removed from enjoying Call of Duty multiplayer for a while, because it's the same bullshit that I've been playing since in Advanced Warfare.
Yeah.
That's when I was pretty into it, was in that game. And if it were a Battlegrounds thing, I love the mechanics of Call of Duty, so I think that those would fit well in a Battlegrounds game.
Yeah.
Because Call of Duty plays really well, it's just repetitive as fuck.
Don't you think that it would be even more repetitive with more people?
No, I think with the more people you have, the more
chances to run into them at a different way.
So the Call of Duty Battlegrounds would be you die, you're done?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd restart. It wouldn't be respawn.
That's search and destroy, basically.
With 100 people.
Meh. I don't know.
Yeah, but you have to stay in the lobby, right? When you die in Search and Destroy?
No.
Well, yeah, in Search and Destroy, you have to stay.
Because
there's more rounds. Watch the kill cams. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So once you're done, and you start a new game.
It's instant. It's...
I don't know. Maybe. I think people like that game. They are not making that game for me. That's the problem. So for me, it doesn't work. I think Paladins Battlegrounds would be fun.
And I got into the alpha of that, and I have not gotten to play it because I guess it's only at certain times. So that seems really cool. I mean, I like Paladins a lot. I like the characters. I like the variety there that you get in that game. So having a Battlegrounds mode, I think it's called Realm Royale.
Mm-hmm.
They renamed it. It was Paladins Battlegrounds. That seems like it could be a cool twist on the Battlegrounds formula that you don't get in something like Fortnite or PUBG.
I don't think that they should have loot boxes in that game.
I think loot boxes are being declared illegal.
Oh, thank God. I hope so.
There's been a purchase ones, right? Fight.
Like the Fortnite one should be fine.
I mean, free ones, who cares? Because, you know, they're not costing you money. But I'm pretty sure that it's been in court decreed that they are illegal and they're gambling. And, you know, kids are playing this and they can't gamble, so that loot boxes are just being outlawed. I mean, EA's EA, so they're...
Oh, they're going to lobby the
fuck
out
of it. Oh, they got lobbyists,
Either going to be like, straight up fight it, or be like, oh, I didn't know that. You know, but...
oh, no, they'll fight it. They got that money.
Yeah. So, technically, they're legal.
Well, I read a good article just a couple of days ago. I think it was on Kotaku about loot boxes. And you remember a few years ago that all of the loot box, or I'm sorry, the like side sales of Counter-Strike weapons were happening, and yeah. like there was huge markets based on the Counter-Strike items, and you could buy and sell and trade these items for real money, and a lot of that ended up being, well, now you can bet items on games and you can win money based on those, you know, those bets, and like they declared all of that bullshit illegal because it was gambling. And loot boxes are very similar to that. Like, you always got the argument against loot boxes being gambling is that you always get something from that. But in that Counter-Strike system, yeah, you always got something. You know, if you bet your thing, you always got something back, but it was a shitty, terrible thing that you wouldn't want anyways.
Yeah, and even in casinos, they are legally required to tell you the odds of getting something.
Right.
I mean, it might be fucking impossible to find it, you know, to get to the screen where it tells you, but they have to tell you.
Right.
Whereas, you know, if you go and buy loot boxes for even Shadow of War, which is a, like, I like that game, they don't tell you. They're just like, oh, there's a chance you'll get this. Okay, but is it like 1 in 10, 1 in 100,
they've
1
started in 1,000? Putting the odds in Paladins. So like when you open a loot box in Paladins now, and it's just cosmetics in Paladins. They got rid of all the like all the
cards
and the game changing stuff from the loot boxes, which I appreciate. But they say like, okay, within the next 10 opens of this box, you will get an epic item. So that's not exactly odds, but at least it's more than you got before. Right. Yeah. Right.
No, and
that's something that I don't like about the mobile paladins is there's no loot box mechanic. It's you just
You don't like that? That sucks. Yeah.
You just buy it.
You buy the skins.
You buy what you want.
That's awesome. Why the fuck wouldn't you want that?
No, yeah, because right now
I would take microtransactions over loot boxes any day.
You can buy it. But there's also the chance that for in-game currency that you earn, that you can get a box to get it. But instead of doing that, instead of having a chance to get a bunch of them, like a bunch of different ones, you got to pick one. Do you know how much time that takes?
I don't know what you're trying to say right now.
Nope.
I think he's saying
I don't like
instead
making
of buying
a decision.
Box. Yeah. Instead of buying a box and getting four things or one thing or whatever from that box randomly, and he knows there's 36 things that could come out of that box, and he owns two of them, say, so he's going to get one of the other 34.
Okay.
He has to go through all the skins, all the weapons, all the things that he wants, potentially, and look for them, and then buy them individually. And that's a pain in the ass for him.
I
would rather do
that
also. Yeah. Because I always get fucking sprays.
I want the American flag loincloth. Like, that's all I want.
You would.
Is that a Far Cry thing?
No, that's a Paladins thing, I'm sure.
I mean, that's just the way I live my life, really.
Yeah, I can totally tell with your flip-flops.
Yeah. I'm looking at your toes,
American
by the way.
American dream, motherfucker.
Gross.
Yeah, it would be good if they took out the boxes altogether. Because now it's like, I can't buy all of them. If they had the loot boxes and they also had it so that I could spend, like, say the loot boxes cost, I don't know, 10,000 gold, but I could go buy a skin for 20,000. That's fair. Because I have the option to get, if I want like a emote or whatever that might come out of that box, fine. But then I can just pay more and get the skin that I fucking want. They should have both.
I agree with Rachel. If there should be like, especially for free-to-play games, I feel like there should be a button where I can just pay them a certain amount of money and own everything.
Yeah.
Because
they don't
I have
that on this neither.
Given so much money, like easily over $100 in Paladins. And like if there was a $99 option to buy everything in Paladins and just own everything, I would have saved motherfucking money to buy it for $100 outright.
Because in 6 months.
You are the
whale. In 6 months.
She tells me that all the time.
You'll forget that you spent that $99 and you'll go, oh, they put new skins out for Ash.
No, that's
buy
what
it.
I'm saying. The $99 just gets you everything.
I know, but they're not
going
to do that.
But they should
they
do that.
They should.
Because I would buy it.
I know, but then they don't get that money later.
What you want is
a season pass for
every
all
season.
Cosmetics and everything.
Yeah.
For every season. Yeah. When they change the season, they give you a new season pass.
Yep.
They have a season pass now, technically, but it's not for skins.
It's just for
I've almost bought it. I know. I watch you look like, at it all the time. Times.
What does it do?
$40 and you get a mount and some other random bullshit. That mount is really cool
looking. And I saw it on the Xbox.
And a cactus head.
Yeah, you get a cactus head. You can get a bag head. You can get a penguin hat. Like, oh, man.
Rachel, you're not going to buy it just for the penguin hat?
Personally, no, when I see somebody with stuff that you have to pay for, I think, what a fucking loser. I can't believe you paid money for this.
They are all over the place in that game. Though. All over the place. Because even their frames have fucking unique things. There's certain skins that you can't get unless you've been playing the game forever or you were there at some sort of thing or whatever, and a special skin.
Like, I got a bunch of those.
I definitely understand spending some money. Because it's like, hey, the game's free. Like, this is money I would have spent if I was going to pay for it. But just buying, like, everything and then a season pass and then just going crazy. I'm like, dude, you need to rein it in.
The thing I like more than...
I'm making it rain.
It is no longer free. Okay? It's not free. You are paying to play the game.
For cosmetics. He's not paying to... I get the champions. You can pay your $20 or whatever, $13 on the PC at some point.
It was on sale. It's $30 now. You're right.
Oh, God, so gross.
I got it when it was okay,
I know
go ahead,
but you had already spent another whatever. So
you bought the game again is what she's saying.
It's fine,
but I appreciate that because I never bought it the first time, if we're being honest.
You bought it on PC.
I bought it on PC one time.
That's what I'm saying,
but I didn't buy it again.
You did. We already owned it on Xbox.
You owned it,
but
I did not spend
it owns
money
on your Xbox account also.
At any rate, what was I gonna say? Pilot or penguins, yeah. So the only thing I like more than penguins is money. So I'm not going to spend money on a penguin.
Penguin.
When I can just, you know, not have that penguin.
We could get a pet penguin.
No, we can't.
Okay.
That seems illegal.
Just keep it in the freezer.
Yep.
Yeah, something.
Mr. Popper.
Yes.
The little penguin. Mr. Popper or was it Mr. Chili?
Mr. Chili.
It was Mr. Chili.
Yeah.
Mr. Popper's Penguins?
No. Yeah, that's
oh,
a,
okay.
Or
you're
a movie,
talking about the
or
guy.
The movie.
I'm
Jim
talking
Carrey,
about a
which
penguin.
Was pretty good.
I know the penguin you're talking about, but I don't know what it is.
Chili Willy the Penguin?
Chili Willy, yeah.
Sure.
I don't know that one.
I don't know the references, but I know the names.
I know that one.
Wow.
He was. There was a whole cartoon. It was a short inside of another cartoon, I believe. Was it Tom and Jerry?
There's no way to know. It's been too long.
No, it's Ben and Jerry's. It was in
ice
they put,
cream.
Yeah.
I really want some ice cream.
This is the thing.
Mr. Chili's a thing?
Chili Willy? Or Mr.
Chili Willy the Penguin.
From?
I am currently looking that up. It looks like it's just its own thing.
Huh. Good for that.
Oh, son of a bitch.
All right, well, we got to shut this shit down. We're about 2 hours in. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. This has been Crazy Train of Thought. Episode, whatever the fuck we're on, brought to you by the Idiot Savants. Troy, thanks for the Pokemon Go update.
Yep.
Masail, it's always good to have you on. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Julia, you did a great job reading your book. Couple of one-liners in there. Excellent work.
Did you even get to read your book?
About 10 pages.
10 pages?
2 hours.
2 hours.
How many monies is that per kilometer? Is that worth it?
I don't know. How much did you spend while you were here? Nothing. It was free. It was perfect.
I mean, she paid for the book.
Oh. Did she pay for the book or did you pay for the book?
She paid for the book. I don't fucking have money.
I don't have money.
She is a fucking breadwinner right now.
Oh, and Rachel, thank you for being on.
And being married.
And being married.
You're stuck here.
Me on a day-to-day basis. And we're going to get out of here. Have a good night. Let us know what you think. You can check out our stuff on Podbean. Check us out on Twitter at The Idiot Savants. Tweet at us. Let us know what you think of the Witcher trailer or the Han Solo trailer if you liked it.
Talk to us. Or if you didn't like it,
let me know. You can buy our t-shirts on the BS Podcast Network. Thanks to those guys for letting us be on. Troy's got his t-shirt on. Appreciate you wearing yours, Troy. Thank
you. You're welcome.
And have a good night.
Bye.